The reporting and the resources behind the stories you hear on WSHU depends on the sustained energy of people who care, people like you. I'm All Things Considered host Randy Kay. Your investments in WSHU Public Radio help us face daily challenges and meet them effectively, providing important information and ideas. Thank you for listening and for your support.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Our region sees historic snowfall, the latest on the blizzard, plus details from the former New Haven police chief's arrest warrant and the latest installment of WSHU's The Making of Us. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. Over 29 inches of snow fell at Islip MacArthur Airport during the blizzard. WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports that's record-breaking.
It's the largest two-day snowstorm on record, according to the National Weather Service, beating out historic snowfall totals in February 1978 and February 2013. It still has to be reviewed to be made official. MTA Chairman Jano Lieber says it's likely that some Long Island Railroad service will resume on Tuesday.
We need to wait for things to slow down in Long Island, where the winds have continued and the accumulations have continued, before we can safely set a time for the resumption of service. There, we are planning to run some service on Long Island Railroad tomorrow, but exactly how much is still a work in progress.
Download the LIRR app or check train status online before heading out. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
Connecticut officials say a commercial travel ban declared by Governor Ned Lamont will be lifted after the State Department of Transportation evaluates the highways. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
William Turner is Connecticut's Director of Emergency Management. He warns residents to be careful shoveling the wet and heavy snow.
We want people to be very careful as they begin to dig out and use caution, take breaks, stay hydrated, and if you're not feeling well, please stop shoveling.
In the meantime, he says the state's utilities have emergency crews geared up to tackle power outages following the storm.
The more we can keep everybody home and hunkered down for the storm, the easier it'll be for our emergency responders to respond to those emergency calls, as well as our Department of Transportation and Municipal Public Works agencies to get out there and clean this storm up.
State police reported about 82 storm-related accidents, two with minor injuries, by 11 a.m. on Monday. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
And as residents across the region recover from the fallout of this blizzard, health experts advise caution when clearing snow to avoid injuries. WSHU's Janice Roman reports.
Snowfalls have ranged from 1 to 2 feet of snow across Connecticut and Long Island. As the work begins on clearing the snow, health experts advise people to dress warm when going outside. Dr. Michael Miranda is an orthopedic physician with Hartford Healthcare. Miranda says people should be careful when shoveling snow to avoid injuries.
With regard to snow, you know, certainly moving the snow, you don't want to lift it, you want to push it. And when you push it, you want to make sure that you're using your legs. You know, you don't want to really lift through your back.
Miranda says people should be careful to avoid lower back injuries in particular and look out for patches of ice to avoid falls. Health officials also warn residents to pace themselves and not to shovel if they have heart conditions or high blood pressure. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
State police say the former New Haven police chief, Carl Jacobson, was driven to steal from his department to pay off online sports betting debt. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports on the details from Jacobson's arrest warrant.
Jacobson was arrested Friday and charged with 2 counts of larceny. State police say he bet millions of dollars on the sports betting apps FanDuel and DraftKings, nearly $4.5 million in the year before he resigned amid accusations of embezzlement. The warrant says Jacobson's debts on the apps had climbed well over $200,000. Over the course of a year, he moved more than $80,000, mostly from the department's confidential informant fund, to his personal account. New Haven Mayor Justin Elliker called the theft a breach of trust and said the city would safeguard the confidential informant fund, which is now back open under the city's acting police chief. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Classical music is alive. It's thriving because of contemporary artists responding to our evolving world. I'm classical music host Emily Boyer, and I'll connect you with today's top artists, plus music from the past that speaks to us now. Let art help you make sense of it all. Join me weekday mornings, streaming at WSHU.org and on the WSHU app, and on the radio at 91.1 FM and 107.5 FM.
How many times have you heard someone defend a particularly problematic statement with, well, I'm exercising my right to freedom of speech? For today's episode of WSHU's The Making of Us, Molly Ingram explores what the First Amendment protects and what it doesn't.
The First Amendment of the United States Constitution declares Congress can't pass a law abridging the freedom of speech. But that doesn't mean Americans can say whatever we want without consequence, from the law, from an employer, or from society at large. Nadine Strossen is a constitutional law scholar and the former president of the American Civil Liberties Union. She says the line between what's protected and what's not is thin and circumstantial.
So if somebody goes up to a Jewish student or an Israeli student and starts spewing anti-Semitic or anti-Zionist statements in their face, that is unprotected harassment. But if that very same student is standing in the middle of the quad and chanting those very same statements to a general audience, not targeting any particular individual, it may be controversial, it may be offensive, but it is constitutionally protected.
Imminent and targeted threats are not protected, and the government can impose viewpoint-neutral restrictions on speech. That means they can't restrict based on viewpoint, but they can impose time, place, and manner restrictions.
Yes, you may burn the flag, but not in a place where it's likely to cause public harm, which means that, you know, you can't burn anything in a certain public place, whether it's a flag or whether it's leaves or whether it's a book.
And speech is no longer just what comes out of our mouths. The Supreme Court has extended free speech laws to art, social media, movies, and demonstrations like parades. Strossen answered a few scenarios in a lightning round. Some of her answers may be surprising.
Is this protected by the First Amendment? Saying you hate the government?
Yes.
Calling for a group of protesters to storm a government building?
Probably yes. I'll explain later.
Saying the mayor is stealing from the city when you know that it's not true?
Probably yes. I'll have to explain why.
And saying WSHU is the best public radio station?
Absolutely. Defense of truth.
Here's the explanations. On calling for a group of protesters to storm a government building, Strossen says the situation doesn't seem to constitute a prohibited intentional incitement of imminent violence. People who storm the building can be held culpable, but the speaker would have to be proven guilty of intention to incite.
I think in a couple of cases where the Supreme Court has enforced that standard, it has upheld freedom of speech. In one case, for a leader of a Ku Klux Klan organization, in the other case, for a leader of the NAACP.
On saying the mayor is stealing from their city when you know it's not true, Strossen said the Supreme Court and common law tort standards have been in favor of allowing such statements to encourage vehement and strong rhetoric about public officials.
We don't want to deter people for fear that they're going to be subject to defamation.
And on WSHU being the best public radio station, Strossen says anyone who says the opposite is culpable of defamation. I can't argue with that. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app. We are cutting our winter fundraiser in half. We can raise part of our goal in half the time, but we need to raise all of it, and that's why we're counting on you to give right now. When you do, your gift will be doubled thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match. Give online at WSHU.org, or you can give us a call if you prefer. The number is 800-777-9748. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, be safe out there, and we'll talk tomorrow.